That's that. If you're lucky enough to own a Sears house today, if you want to drive a nail into that stud, you have to drill a hole first, because that wood is so dry and so hard that you can't just pound a nail into it. All of the trim material on the outside of the house was made out of cypress, which is very rot resistant. So they went over and above. So what did they guarantee with these guarantees? Well, in the Sears guarantee, first of all, lumber and millwork are as represented, so it's good quality. If they shipped you a damaged piece of material, you could just write Sears and they'd send you a replacement for it. That it meets or exceeded standard lumber grades, so better than average quality lumber. Immediate shipment, so as soon as you place your order, they ship your house to you, so you better be ready before you send that coupon in. You could return it for a refund, not after you built it, but if you got the material, and you didn't like the quality of the material, they would give you a full refund and just ship it back to us and we'll take it back. And then they stood behind their materials and would replace anything that was damaged as well. This is an it's a promotion in one of their catalogs for how easy it is to build a Sears house. And they'd run these in the catalogs periodically to convince people, yes, you too could build one. And you can see here that this person built a Sears house. It was a carpenter who built this, so someone who had some experience, but built the entire house in 583 hours, which is much faster than conventional construction. Part of that is because of the system of these precat houses. Every board was already cut for you. Everything except the exterior siding was already cut to size. So you could just pick up board labeled A110 and find C83 and nail the two of them together and proceed on through the instruction book until you had your house completed. So imagine you're a newlywed, like Spencer and Sylvia Nelson, and you want to build a new house to start your life together, but you happen to live on Washington Island, off the tip of Door County. How do you get a house to Washington Island? Well, everything's got to be shipped, right? They got to ship it all over on a barge. Well, they decided that they would build a Sears house for that very reason. So they had a Sears house. They bought a kit called the Sears Wilmore, and Spencer hired a local carpenter to nail the house together, and they built a house. And this is the one that they built. That's actually a picture that they sent to me of their house after it was constructed, and there's the catalog design for the Wilmore down on the bottom. Sears also offered masonry houses as well. You could build a brick or stone house from Sears. The way they did that is they just omitted the exterior cladding material and you bought that locally. So you bought your brick or your stone locally. And they even published a specialty catalog of masonry houses that could be built. So this illustration from the catalog here is of a design of theirs called the Stratford. And up in the top left, that's a house that was built in Baraboo from a Sears kit. The one on the bottom left is not too far from here. It's on Emerson Street, just off of Park Street. And that house is reputedly built from stone from the second Capitol building, but I haven't tried to verify that. And that's a design called the Crescent. We'll see more of the Crescent as we go on too. Sears offered over 470 different house designs over time. And part of the reason why they were able to offer so many designs is that they reused components from one design to another.